With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to episode 2 of my podcast, and I'm with my now new co-host, TGM Gabe.
What's up? Despite being me on VR, I'm here to help.
And we're going to talk about the NFL Week 1 that just ended. And let's start the first game of the year, basically, where the Eagles beat the Cowboys 24-20. And if you didn't know, Jalen Carter, who plays defense, I can't remember which position off the top of my head, for the Eagles, got ejected before the first play within the first 6 seconds of the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. What are your thoughts on that?
That's actually crazy. I mean, just before the season, before the first snap, before anything, that Prescott gets disrespected.
And Jalen Carter did eventually apologize after the game to Dak Prescott. And then during the game, it was like 4:44 left in the third quarter. There was a weather delay for an hour and a half, not an hour and a half, an hour and 5 minutes. Then after that delay, there was no points scored the rest of the game. So Eagles take that one. What are your thoughts on the game?
I mean, you know, despite being a close matchup against the Eagles and the Cowboys, Eagles fought that one all the way through.
Yeah.
Except for the delay. No points were scored.
Yeah. And then let's go to the Friday night game in Brazil. The Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Los Angeles Chargers. Patrick Mahomes lost another wide receiver, Xavier Worthy, who is, I don't know his timetable yet, but he did have a dislocated shoulder by running into Travis Kelce. So Mahomes is now down Rashee Rice, who's suspended the first 6 games of the season, and now Xavier Worthy. What are your thoughts? And can Mahomes bounce back with what he has at receiver?
I mean, these wide receivers, they got to do something, except for the dude. I hope his back recovers, you know, better. But the other wide receiver, I mean, come on. You can't do that. You got a team to hold. You're good to wide receiver one.
Then after the game, there was a Chiefs fan that was shot out of a cannon by Mr. Beast.
I don't understand Mr. Beast at all. Despite raising $40 million for Team Waters, now you're having a Chiefs fan get shot out of a cannon after the game? What?
Yeah, I know. And that, let's go to the Sunday games now. First off, no bias or anything. Let's start with the Steeler game. 34-32. The Steelers beat the Jets. And what a day from Aaron Flippin' Percocet Rogers, who went 22-30, 244 through the air, and 4 touchdowns, which is the most touchdowns from any Steelers quarterback in their debut game with the Steelers in team history. What are your thoughts?
I mean, like I said, incredible quarterback, an incredible veteran quarterback in his last season with the Steelers. You know, a lot of quarterbacks like the name Kenny Pickett's, the name, just those bunch of names that are been thrown out on the Steelers. No one has ever done what Aaron Rodgers did that Sunday. And matter of fact, all these games were close games, which this season I think they're going to be really close despite all the team selections and all that.
And then what a day from Justin Fields as well. He went 16 of 22, 218 passing yards and a touchdown. And will Justin Fields, do you think, is the answer for the Jets to make a playoffs?
Well, Justin Fields played three different teams in a matter of three different seasons with the Bears, the Steelers, and then now the Jets.
Which Fields went 4-2, had a great start to the season last season with the Steelers, but then got benched by the now Giants quarterback Russell Wilson.
But first, I want to get your opinion on it. Do you think Justin Fields will be the answer for New York?
I mean, he looked good. The Jets offense just looked good. I'm not going to say really good Steelers defense. The Jets just dominated the Steelers defense. It's only week one. Give me a couple weeks to see what he does. And then...
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. This is just week one of the season. You know, these teams, usually they start good on the season and they weaken. Like, for example, the Steelers back every single year. Let's just hope something changes. You know,
yeah.
Give it a couple weeks.
And then a question I have for you now is, can Aaron Rodgers lead the Steelers to the playoffs, if not the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't say the Super Bowl, but longer than they're usually every single year. They've been
they win a playoff
first round exits.
Do you think they
would? I would say, yeah, I think they would. Just the defense needs to be a lot more settled for once.
The Steelers defense had 394 yards, total yards. They allowed the Jets that go for 50% on third down conversions. And then they allowed 6.4 yards per play. And then all the momentum was with the Jets until that fumble. Then the Steelers really turned it off with a 60-yard Chris Boswell field goal, which is his career longest field goal. And switching games, let's go to the Indianapolis Colts Miami game, where the Colts beat the Miami Dolphins 33-8. What is Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins offense a concern, being that they lost to Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes?
I mean, is it really a concern? Like I said, week one, not completely sure if they're over screwed, but let's see, just give it a couple weeks and, you know.
Yeah.
So what could possibly happen?
And then Daniel Jones didn't turn the ball over, had 272 yards and a touchdown. And do you think Aaron or Daniel Jones is the answer in Indianapolis over Anthony Richardson.
I mean, Daniel Jones, I mean, did okay-ish when he was part of the Giants, really. Is that true? He was part of the Giants?
Yeah.
I mean, he did okay during the Giants. I mean, he can produce well, you know, not really turn a ball over that much. But I would say, I mean, okay, he could be a producer in Indianapolis. I would say he can produce a couple of good games out there. Probably
yeah.
throw a little bit of interceptions.
And then we have the Raiders beating the Patriots. And I just forgot what I was about to say. Do you think that the Patriots are, will at least make the playoffs this season with a new head coach and Brian or Mike Vrabel?
I mean, decent job by Drake May, you know, with 287 yards, with 30 out of 46 things. I mean, despite what I saw from the Patriots having nearly, you know, at least like 80 ones. I mean,
yeah.
I could see them do a pretty decent job with, you know, what's going on, you know, with yards per game and all that stuff. If, to be honest with you, if he could step it up, kind of, because, like I said, they lost this game at least 20-13. I would say if he could raise it up, I could see them go far.
Yeah.
Especially with their rival games going on.
And then we have the Washington Commanders over the New York Giants. And Coach Brian Daboll of the New York Giants said that the loss was not on Russell Wilson. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, to be honest with you, Russell Wilson in the case looked, I mean, decent in his rushing, going 44 yards with 8 carries. Did terrible when the passing yards were added up. 168 yards.
Yeah.
That's not usually him. That's not usually the type of Russell Wilson that we get from it. At least 200 yards per game usually.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the receiving yards, averaging around that, I would stay in the case, in the worst case scenario, Russell Wilson, I think he could be to blame for this loss tonight, sadly.
And then let's move on to the now Micah Parsons Packers over the Detroit Lions. Micah Parsons made his presence known with a sack on Jared Goff, and then you could just feel that he was, like, taking over the game. And what are your concerns about this now Lions offense without their offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who is now the head coach of the Bears?
I mean, this is like a whole different team. Like, nearly a new, whole different type of style that the Lions played and all that stuff. I mean, last year, did phenomenal, losing in the playoffs at least. First round exits like the Steelers. But just with a whole different offense. I mean, I wouldn't say they would do better, but just,
Yeah.
I mean, they could do something with it. They could do something. Just hope that, this new offensive coordinator can, help with, what their case
Yeah.
scenario is.
And then you have the Lions, who obviously struggled really. I saw a stat where they're 3-14 without Ben Johnson in the Dan Campbell era. So that might be a concern there.
Yeah, which is an actually insane stat right there.
And then now you have the Denver Broncos beating the Tennessee Titans 20-12. And in my opinion, Tennessee's, if Cam Ward stays in Tennessee, his career is going to be ruined. Couldn't do anything with that against that Broncos defense. And what are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, what?
What are your thoughts on Cam Ward, like in his first game in the NFL?
Mean, I'm Cameron Warren.
Yeah.
I mean, despite, I'm seeing first overall picks, like the first quarterbacks outwards, they do like worse near their first game of the season, so it was expected of him to not do his best because he got thrown into the CNET quickly, being starter of a team that really needs someone to can lead the team and all that stuff. So
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say, I mean, despite Cameron Warren being the first overall pick in this year's draft, going into something that quickly,
Yeah.
it's just, I mean, pretty decent start, 112 yards. Just, I mean, give the man some time. Find a
Yeah.
veteran or something to help him learn about this team and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right, then we have the Cardinals beating the New Orleans Saints 20-13, which have a day, Kyler Murray. And what are your thoughts on Kyler Murray's performance?
I mean, Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray didn't a really. I mean, Kyler Murray did a very fantastic job. I just wanted to double check exactly how good he did. I mean, not
He
bad.
21 for 29, 163 yards passing and two touchdowns. With one of those passing touchdowns going to Marvin Harrison. And
I mean, like I said.
is it a breakout year or bust for Marvin Harrison, do you think?
Well, like I said, first, I mean, like I said, first, I mean, first year for Marvin Kelly,
That's his
Marvin,
second year.
second year. Okay, yeah, my bad. Well, like I said, second year for Harrison Jr. I could tell he's doing very productive. I mean, he's not like Justin Jefferson productive. I mean, not having
Yeah.
like nearly 100 yards and all that stuff. But I mean, if he can get more targets, if he can get, more productions by Kyler Murray, having this feeling of a
Yeah.
situation like that, I think something could happen. However, I do want to talk about the Saints quarterback, despite having
Spencer
missed a
Rattler,
couple
yeah.
of years as it, Spencer Rattler, Riddle. Not Glazium. He's actually doing pretty good, at least having 214 yards. But the passing,
27 for 40. I would have start, in my opinion, I would have started Tyler Shaw, they drafted this year, in my opinion. I mean, they had more total yards than the Cardinals, but they just couldn't get it done, really.
I mean, I would agree. But like I said, with, you know, Cam Ward, I think having a backup and all that stuff to sure that, you know, what the team is doing. But I could see what you mean.
Yeah. And then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning against the Atlanta Falcons 23-20 with Baker Mayfield having a day. I know the stats weren't there, 17 of 32, but he threw for 3 touchdowns and led the team in rushing yards. What are your thoughts on and the rookie, Emeka Ebuka, had 2 of those 3 touchdowns. What are your thoughts on Emeka Ebuka's performance?
I mean, Emeka Ebuka, I'm not sure how to do that name. I mean, Kabuka was going. I mean, having 4 receiving with 4 receiving with 67, that's a total nearly of like 20 plus yard receptions having mixed up. This dude's gonna have a good season. I mean, this dude may have a, you know, not saying this may have a great, this may have a good season. I mean, respectfully.
Yes.
If he's the number one receiver for it.
I mean, they didn't have Chris Godwin, but he had a great, I'm glad to see what he can do throughout his rookie season, even in the next year, if he picks it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're usually talking about quarterbacks starting, like first year quarterbacks starting with. How about Kirk Cousins being benched and having Michael Penix Jr. having that? I mean, really decent start. Probably better than Cam Ward.
Yeah. Cam Ward is better than Kirk Cousins. No doubt about it. I mean,
as we see right now, I mean, despite not having to win, I mean, they put in a really close game. And you see what I mean by, like, close games? We had, like, a total of a couple really good, like, close games, including the Steelers, Kansas City, Eagles. I think this season is going to be a very close battle for the Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to, you know, say.
And then we have the 49ers beating the Seahawks 17-13 with Brock Purdy throwing for 277 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Do you think Brock Purdy can, like, have a better game than he had this against the Seahawks?
I think he can. You're gonna have bad games from Brock Purdy or, you know, Brock or any star player for any team. I mean, you're gonna have bad games. I mean, this is one of his bad games.
Yeah. You know,
he's not like this. He doesn't throw interceptions that much. But just, I mean, he's gonna get better. He's gonna, you know, definitely show that he's not like the last pick. I mean, he's not like the last pick in the, you know, couple years back. I mean, he get to be really decent sometimes, especially with that huge contract that he signed a while back.
Yeah. And then you have the LA Rams beating the Houston Texans 14-9 with Matt Stafford, who missed mostly all of training camp with a back injury. And then, do you think CJ Stroud and the Texans can bounce back from this and win the AFC South?
I mean, I mean, to be clear, the Texans now have as their running back Nick Chubb as their their running back for the season. And looking at it, yeah. Kind of. I mean, they got a whole different competition away. Like, you know, like we're gonna be talking about next. We're gonna talk about next week's things. I mean, they're versing a divisional, one of the divisional rivals or something like that. The Buccaneers coming up. And they, I'm not even sure if that is their divisional rivals.
No, they're not. But the Texans are in the AFC South. The Buccaneers are in the NFC South.
Okay, then I was mixing things up. Whoops, my mistake. What's my mistake? Don't quote me back again, or just
yeah,
editor. I know what you're gonna do. Don't you do it. Anyways, if the Texans, if they're gonna be like this all year, then I would say maybe, but I'm not certain of it. Say in second place for them.
What'd you say?
I would say that they may be like second place material, yeah. Not winning it.
I agree. I mean, CJ tried a little bit of a sophomore slump last season, and I don't think that they can. Obviously, they're probably gonna win the division. Things that how like terrible the AFC South is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all.
And
let's
put that in.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's
and also, he is a cover of something. He's also the cover athlete for the game NFL Pro Era, so that might be the case scenario. A curse awaits.
Then you have the Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Carolina Panthers 26-10. Bryce Young. It was a bad game from him. 18 to 35, 150, a 154 in the air, a touchdown and two picks. Turnovers are costly. I mean, CJ or Trevor Lawrence also threw an interception. He went 19 for 31, 178 through the air and a touchdown. But mostly it was basically all field goals.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I mean, the Jaguars were basically the better team.
Yeah, I mean, they have one of the longer field goal hitters in the league.
Cam Little. He went that 70-yard field goal in the preseason, which didn't count, against the Steelers.
Which, like I said, amazing kicker in the preseason.
Yeah.
Now I think he's definitely going to be a productive kicker in this year. Not better than Chris Browser will.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, what a trick play by Brian Thompson Jr.
I know. That was a great trick
play. By the way, I saw a clip on that on the NFL channel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're playing like it's banana ball.
I know.
They're playing like it's banana ball out there.
Moving on, we have the Browns losing by a kick to the Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns had this game in the bag, but they just missed a kick. I mean, Joe Flacco had an all right game. Two picks. You can't really throw interceptions in a divisional game. That might hurt you if, like, there's a tiebreaker or something. What are your thoughts on this game?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I agree. You know, Joe Flacco, 290 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. A really okay game for him. It's just that really they just really made a horrible kick.
Yeah.
Like just absolutely. Well, I mean, what can I say?
Yeah. And then let's move on to the Sunday Nighter. What a game. 41-40 Buffalo. And what a comeback by Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson both had a great day. Josh Allen. Josh Allen throwing 33-46. 394 through the air, two tutties, and Lamar Jackson 14-19, 209 through the air and two touchdowns. Which Lamar Jackson pushed the fan after the amazing catch by DeAndre Hopkins for the touchdown. And do you think the NFL should do something about Lamar Jackson pushing a fan?
I mean, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not fine if, let's say, for example, that person got hurt. It's not fine if, you know, someone pushed a fan or anything. It's not good on the NFL's hand that it should leave this unpunished. Like, I understand how, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's frustrated. He was frustrated that, you know, first of all, they had an amazing catch on that behalf. It's just, and Lamar, plus with the 209 and all that.
Lamar Jackson said in a press conference about the situation, he slapped me and he was talking. So, I just forgot where I was then for a little bit. Or do you think that the Bills should set an example and not allow that fan to go to a game?
I mean, first of all, I mean, okay, so about me with the situation, now, since you told me that, I would say, not let him in. Because usually it's sportsmanship. If you have fans over there talking crap about probably your best star,
yeah,
like you, I mean Lamar Jackson. I mean if you're talking about Lamar Jackson, you know, doing crap or Derrick Henry or anyone that's there, it's not sportsmanship. It's like, you know, high school football. If you sorry, if you had sportsmanship or like college, high school, it doesn't matter exactly if you, that, I mean, they're going to be objective anyways.
And what a game by Derrick Henry, besides the fumble that he had that cost the Ravens the game. Buffalo was down 15 in the final 5 minutes of the game. And turnovers are costly, in my opinion, especially in a game where you could possibly have a tiebreaker between the two teams in the AFC. Like, you can have, it's competitive because Ravens usually want people to go to them for the tiebreaker. They do great at home. But if they're in a tiebreaker with Buffalo, they're going to have to possibly go to Buffalo.
Indeed.
All right.
But like I said, amazing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But like I said, amazing job with like I said, amazing job again, you know, with Josh Allen, the MVP from last year. Like I said, you know, now leading the NFL with more yards, and Derrick Henry also leading league with rushing yards. I mean, this is about, I mean, these two teams are going to have really productive seasons no matter what the season goes. I mean, bravo for this team, these teams, to having such an amazing game,
Yeah.
but really, really heated game after that. So.
All right, let's move into our week two predictions.
Ooh.
So first game I have on tap is the Commanders and Packers. Who do you think's winning that?
Commanders versus Packers. I mean, Commanders going off a strong week one win against the Giants, and the Packers also coming strong with a week one against the Lions. With defense, on the other hand, for the Packers, I'm thinking the Packers are going to take this one.
Oh, okay. I'm going Washington because the fact that Debo Samuel looked like he was back on the 49ers. They used him with like the jet sweeps and within the run game. I don't know. I could be eating my words here, but I just think that the Washington Commanders can figure out Micah Parsons, being that they were in the same division before Micah Parsons got traded to the Commanders.
Okay.
Then
Get those predictions there.
we have the Seattle Seahawks against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you think's winning that game? No bias. No bias involved.
I'm not, okay, trust me, I'm not going biased. I'm saying it with my own heart. Seahawks having a close game against the 49ers, having Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback, but having Jackson Smith and Jaya here. Really decent. However, not glazing here. This is my opinion, which you know, you could see Devin's head shaking. Yes, no, that Aaron Rodgers having 244 yards. Know that with DK Metcalf, I'm gonna have to go with the Steelers on this one.
Me as well. I mean, this is a or DK Metcalf revenge game, basically. And
Yeah, basically.
did I tell you I bought a Jalen Ramsey jersey? I have Aaron
No, I
Rodgers,
did
DK
not.
Metcalf, and then a Jalen Ramsey. I'm thinking about adding more to my collection at some point.
Because yeah, I remember when you went to the Pirates game,
I bought an
you
Aaron
wore
Rodgers
an
jersey, yo.
Aaron. Yeah, you bought an Aaron Rodgers jersey for $90.
All right, our next game on tap is the New York Giants against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm gonna go first here. I'm gonna say that the Dallas Cowboys are gonna bounce back against the Giants. The Cowboys have had the Giants numbers for years now, and I don't think it's gonna be any different. I don't think a quarterback like Russell Wilson, James Winston, or Jackson Dart can beat the Cowboys. Even
I would
without
agree
Michael
here.
Parsons.
Yeah, I would agree here. The Cowboys definitely had their numbers every single year. Usually, definitely having a solid game against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Just Cowboys are definitely gonna try to get the win here.
So you're gonna Dallas, right?
Yeah.
All right, now we have the Rams against the Titans. I'm gonna go Rams here. I think that Cam Ward has still much to prove. It's his rookie year, And I think that Rams defense is going to give them a hard time. And then I think the offense with Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, you have Kyren Williams, you have Matthew Stafford. They have a nice offense. And I'm going to go Rams here.
I would agree the same thing. The Rams definitely had a, like I said, week one, definitely, you know, Puka had 130 with 10 receiving, you know, Matthew Stafford having 204 yards, having that, I mean, with also, you know, rushing yards. I'm thinking the Rams here would take the win against the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Ward is not going to be as solid as usual. I mean, what I mean is he's still got much
to prove. All right, the next game we have on tap is the Bills against the Jets. What is your pick?
Do we really have to pick a winner for this one? Because yes. We already know what's going to happen. The Bills have MVP Josh Allen. You're probably going to see, Justin Fields. He's going to have a pretty decent game. However, despite all the things I'm thinking, the Bills might have in the bag here against the Jets.
I have the Bills winning. I mean, I don't think that the Jets are going to be able to stop Josh Allen at all.
The whole offense.
Yeah. And the next game on tap is the Dolphins and Patriots. What are you going with here? Who are you going with?
All right, then. So, Dolphins, I mean... That's not my prediction. The Dolphins had a lost cause against the Colts. I mean, 33-8. Like I said, and then, I mean, with, you know, two and all that stuff. I mean, I don't think that they're going to. However, the Patriots. Nearly had that time and all that stuff. And I'm not sure if this is the first NFL rivals game that we're going to be seeing. So we might get to see those jerseys pretty soon.
So you're doing New England?
If I had to choose, yeah, New England is probably the case scenario here after what Drake Myers did against the Raiders.
I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to go Miami. Basically, I think Tua can have a breakout game. I'm saying, I'm in a bounce back game. And I just think that the Miami offense is too good. And, I don't know. I mean, you should be able to win and not put up 8 points with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Tyreek Hill. I mean, I just think that's a bounce back game for the whole team. I think Miami takes it in an upset.
And like I said, is this a rivalry game or something like that? I'm not even sure exactly.
I don't think, no.
Because, you know, those jerseys, I can't wait to see, you know, when they wear them out.
Yeah.
You gotta look smooth.
They're gonna wear their Royal jerseys week 11.
Okay. So, we're still waiting on those jerseys.
So they're just going to be probably normal. Our next game is Jacksonville Jaguars against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to go first here. I'm going to say that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to dominate the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. The only reasons? Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. Those three, I think, are going to go off. They have a really good offense. And then them signing Trey Hendrickson. Best case scenario for him.
I mean, yeah, this is definitely going to be a big bounce back game for the Bengals. You know, seeing what happened against the Browns and having that field goal kick presented by the Bengals. I would say the Bengals definitely have a great chance of bounce back and defeating the Jaguars.
Our next game is the San Francisco 49ers against the Saints. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers. I think that they're just a lot better than the Saints. I mean, I don't think that Spencer Rattler can beat the New Orleans or can beat the San Francisco 49ers. That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, especially what happened against the Cardinals. I mean, this is a really tough team to, especially since last year, trying to come back with it. So I will have to agree with you. I think that the 49ers are going to beat the Saints in a pretty close game, yeah. I would say.
Next, we have the Browns and Ravens, an AFC North matchup. I'm going to go for an upset here. I'm going to say that the Cleveland Browns can beat the Baltimore Ravens. I just think a Joe Flacco revenge game in Baltimore just sounds like the type of game I personally want to watch.
Wow. Okay.
Especially wow. In September. I mean, you know, the Browns who almost won off a field goal, but if they would have had a kicker, they would have won that game against Cincinnati. I just think that the Joe Flacco will have some motivation to go and ball out against his former team. That's just me.
Wow, okay. I was not expecting an upset alert here from the person that, you know, I mean, you know what? Yeah, I can tell from the person that doesn't like Baltimore a lot.
It's not the fact that I don't like Baltimore. I just think that Joe Flacco is going to ball out against his former team.
Yeah, I know for a fact. But you know, the Browns and the Ravens, like divisional rivals, for one of the top divisions out there that last year had over 500. I'm not sure if it was 2 years or last year. They had over 500, which in NFL history has never happened. So, in that case, it'll be a very close game. However, I would say it would be fun to see a Browns winning against the Ravens. I'm pretty much going to be the person that says, well, I have to go with the Ravens against the Baltimore in a very close matchup.
Understandable. And our next matchup is the Bears and the Lions at NFC North matchup. And I'm going to go with another upset here. I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears to beat the Detroit Lions. That offense from the Detroit Lions just looks horrible to me. And it makes me worried about the offense about the 3-14 without Ben Johnson in the Dan Campbell era. And I just think that the Bears can do it with Ben Johnson as the Bears head coach. This is a Ben Johnson revenge game. I think he's going to get the revenge.
Okay, another upset alert in September. That's this your second one in just in under. Actually, no, and it's actually 2-for-2 right now in this case scenario. But you know what? I'm not usually with the Bears in this one. But kind of think about it. It isn't a revenge game, and I missed out on the Joe Flacco one. So you know what? Give me the Bears on this one.
Okay, let's go.
So this is probably the only time I like to help support the Bears on this one. Usually yeah. Having, I'm not sure exactly, like coming up on like right now we're recording this before Monday Night Football. I mean at Soldier Field against the Minnesota Vikings. I hope they do well, but you know. But if I have to see. See what yeah. number 18 has, and this game would be very good, especially on the head coach.
So both going Bears on that one.
Yeah. Denver, whoops. Sorry, Monday night.
Yeah. The Broncos and the Colts. Give me the Broncos, and I'm gonna lock this game in for my game of the week. I think Denver's defense will be too much for Daniel Jones. The Broncos have really good defense. And well, in the top five in the NFL. And I think it's gonna confuse Daniel Jones.
Okay. So you're saying we got one. We only get to walk one game for game of the week. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. My bad. I should have explained it.
So, okay. Yeah. You know, next episode, you should have explained it a lot more bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Broncos and Colts, I remember, you know, like last year when they met for the very first time, it was a really close game between these two, but now since they're both, you know, have different teams, different situations on that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely have to go with the Broncos here. I'm not sure if the Colts have the motivation to, you know, against the Broncos, but let's just see, you know, what the Broncos have with, you know, the quarterback and all that.
Next, we have the Super Bowl 59 rematch. Philadelphia against Kansas City. We all remember what happened in the Super Bowl. The Eagles put belt to, you know what, on the Chiefs. And I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles over the Kansas City Chiefs. I just think they just know how to stop Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so you know how I feel about Philly and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to say that this is going to be a really good matchup here. Not sure because, remember, this is going to be at Kansas City. And Kansas City is one of the largest stadium that has, it's going to be like one of those college football scenes, like on like EA college football. You're going to see that bar go way high on that stuff, just going shaking the bar. But if, exactly, I'm going to say the Eagles. Usually I'm with the Chiefs on this one, but especially what happened with all their wide receivers, I'm going to have to go with the Philly on this one. Philly definitely has a solid team, especially Jalen Hurts. You thought I was going to go with the Chiefs.
I thought you were going to go with the Chiefs. I wrote down Kansas City for you.
Yeah, usually I'm big on Kansas City. However, Philly definitely had the – I mean, Philly right here just showed balled. He balled out. They're going to ball out against the eventually winners of that. Yeah. So.
Next up, we have the Carolina Panthers against the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. I mean, they balled out last week in New Orleans. I think they can do it again against the Panthers.
I would say the same thing. The Cardinals are definitely, they're definitely having a momentum to move on forward. I think they're going to start out 2-0 for the season with, you know, exactly what happened with their quarterback Kyler Murphy and their wide receiver. So that's going to be my pick for Panthers. This is.
Then we have the Vikings at the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Vikings here. I think the Vikings can beat the Falcons.
Okay. This is right here, Sunday night football here for all of you NFL specialists out there. Just seeing how much, and like I said, Vikings and Bears, we won't know about that until afterwards. But I would say the Falcons can definitely keep the momentum up as they.
So you're going again, Falcons.
Yeah, I would say the Falcons.
All right. Now on to Monday Night Football, there's two matchups. We got the Bucks and the Houston Texans. What is your prediction?
The Buccaneers and the Texans. Okay, so the Buccaneers definitely had a really good matchup. Matchup against the Falcons in a really close matchup. You saw a couple things. Baker Mayfield having amazing stats when they played at least a rookie against a rookie quarterback. You had someone that can carry the ball at least 20 yards or 10 yards or 20 yards per person against a team that basically did not have any stars exactly that played defense. The only person that nearly got a sack was Devon Diablo from the Falcons. That nearly got a sack on him. However, the Texans, especially with what happened against the LA, which nearly didn't have, I believe, anyone except for three people got a sack. I think this will be my game of the week. This is definitely going to be a game of the week ones, and it's going to be a really close one. However, in the best case scenario, I have to go with the Texans here. Bounce back game to definitely show that this is not a one man show. This is a whole team show.
Wow. All right, in the final game of week two, we got the Chargers and the Raiders.
They forgot your pick. You forgot your pick against the Buccaneers and Texans.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here.
Ooh.
I think that offense can keep rolling, and that defense is really good, in my opinion. I believe in Baker Mayfield, which is weird for me saying this because he is... They play for the Cleveland Browns, and I always hated Baker Mayfield, but, you know, we don't get into that. And he's just been
balling
since Tom Brady has left.
Yeah, I have respect for, you know, Baker Mayfield. I mean, especially when what happened with the Panthers and what happened with the Panthers and with the Rams. The headbutt thing. Yeah, how he goes headbutts every time he does a legit play without his helmet.
All right, and our final game is the Chargers against the Raiders. I'm gonna go with the Raiders here in an upset, and I think Geno Smith and Pete Carroll can do some damage. I mean, I think I get them far. No. There's a very tough AFC West with Kansas City, Denver, and you got your division rival, the Chargers, who beat Kansas City. And I think the Raiders can win.
I mean, you know, Raiders defeated, you know, a Drake Meyer-led offense with Geno Smith. Which, to be fair, we did not bring this up when we were talking about the week one review. Geno Smith went off. He went off with 362 yards.
Yep. Which is why I just think that Geno Smith and Pete Carroll can do some lethal things together.
You know, I agree. I was actually going to pick the Chargers because of how it is. However, I'm thinking the upset could happen here. Give me an upset alert and give me the Raiders. Because this is definitely a revenge game back 2 years ago when they could have had a tie and they went off to the playoffs. Both of them, however. The Los Angeles Chargers had something else planned for them, so.
Yeah. So, throughout the week two games, we agreed on 8 games. We agreed on the Pittsburgh-Seattle game, which is a DK Metcalf revenge game. We agreed on the Cowboys beating the Giants. We agreed on the Rams beating the Titans. The Buffalo Bills beating the Tennessee Titans. The Bengals beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Broncos beating the Colts. The Eagles beating the Chiefs. And then the Raiders beating the Chargers. Stay tuned for next episode where we'll recap week 2 and then start to preview week 3 of the NFL. This has been episode 2 of the iZombie podcast. Thank you to my co-host right here, TGM Gabe, for joining me. And
well, thank you for having me again.
We'll see you next week.